When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome, everyone. It's episode 5 of Scummy Mummies, and it's me again, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Annie Gibson, again.
Hooray! Hooray! We're still here. We haven't left. Sitting between us on the couch is the lovely Sarah. Hello, Sarah, and welcome.
Hello, Scummy Mummies.
No. I like how you said that as if you're not one of us, when I suspect you are. I've only known you for about 25 minutes, and I can whiff the scum. There's an odour.
Smell my scum.
Yes. So, Sarah, tell us about you.
Right. Well, I am a women's health physio, otherwise known as a fanny physio.
Ooh.
That's what my friends call me anyway. And I work in a big London hospital, and I also run a little company called Maternally Fit, which does pregnancy exercise classes.
We are going to be talking to Sarah a lot during this episode about, you know, all things for JJ. But as I say, if you are a man or perhaps just a little squeamish, do stay with us.
There will be comedy.
Yep. Yeah, there's going to be comedy as well, and there's going to be other things. It's not just going to be, you know, 45 Fanny. Minutes of vagina, more about 38.
Yeah.
But fine. Men have pelvic floors too, so don't tune out, boys.
Oh.
You can squeeze up too.
Do they need to squeeze up?
Well, yeah, they don't do things like childbirth, mm-hmm. we do, but they have prostates, which can create a bit of difficulty, and pelvic floors help with erectile dysfunction.
Straight onto
that issue.
Listen in, ladies and gents.
I'm excited already. I'm slightly aroused. Very excited about this episode myself.
Sarah. Yeah. We might need a new rating on iTunes after this episode.
People might get a lifetime ban after this episode. That's certainly my goal.
Fannies and dicks. You heard it first. All right, we've already reached hysteria.
We've already reached the nadir of the podcast. But yeah, so let's. And before we get into all that, I wanted to actually start with an apology. And this is a very serious thing for me, actually. I've been worried about it a lot. And I just want to say I'm really sorry, CBeebies, for telling you to fuck yourselves. Mm. I know that, yes, okay, we've beaten you more than once now on the iTunes Kids and Family podcast. Okay, more often than not, we're number one, you're number two, or even a little bit further down. But that was no justification for me telling you to fuck off. I'm really sorry, mainly because I owe you my life, really. Mm. I mean, Helen, do you want to...
Yeah, no, I mean, you've brought up my children better than I have. You've taught them how to read, how to talk, and how to sign. And thank you. But just to clarify, CBeebies, because we are international now, Ellie. Did you know that?
Oh.
We have listeners. Hello, Singapore. Hello, Vanuatu. We have a new listener in Vanuatu. But CBeebies is the English children's television network or channel that brings up most of the children in the UK region. Babysits them, educates them. Keeps them quiet.
And at times does it better than we do.
Yes. And we salute you and thank you, CBeebies. But, you know, it's okay. We are very happy to beat you sometimes as well.
But thank you.
No, in a chart-topping way.
But we do appreciate all the entertainment you've given our children and us. Helen, you've got a bit of a thing for someone on CBeebies.
Oh, yes, I know. And not only do they entertain our children, but I think a lot of mothers and fathers benefit from the good-looking nature of the presenters.
Absolutely. Now, we are saying men and women. We're not being sexist.
No, we're not being sexist. Everyone gets a dip.
Yeah.
so everyone gets a turn.
I read that there's a bit of a thing for Mr. Bloom on Mumsnet. Apparently, he's got quite a serious following.
Ooh, his green fingers, hello.
Do stop, Sarah. No, my favourite is Sid. I think on CBeebies.
Mr. Bloom doesn't do it for me. I wonder if it's like a Lady Chatterley's lover thing?
Mr. Maker.
Do you want to make out with Mr. Maker?
Oh, I totally. Arts and crafts with him. Imagine that.
Put your glue stick away, Mr. Maker.
Yeah. Come out covered in glitter and God knows what.
Wobbly things.
It meant nothing.
Yeah. Make it in a minute. I can totally do it in a minute.
Do me in the craft cupboard, Mr. Maker. Yeah. Anyway.
This plastic didn't have a sticky back when we started. Anyway. That's enough. That's quite enough. I blame myself. I've taken it too far.
Can I say it's not me that's bringing the tone of this podcast down? I haven't even started yet.
Yeah, we bring in the fanny lady, but we've got more to contribute. Anyway.
I think you're making us worse. I blame you for this. It's just having it. It's your natural...
professional.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
So, sorry, CBeebies.
We love you.
We love you.
Yeah. Especially Mr. Maker.
Thank you, Sarah.
I'm over it now.
Meanwhile,
Helen, how's it going with the Scummy Mummy show at the Lewisham Fringe this November the 7th?
Yes, well, I'm glad you mentioned it, Ellie, because we have only 16 tickets left for our 37-seater show.
If you want a ticket, go to www.wegottickets.com/scummymummies. That was smooth.
The one. Oh, look, we researched this week.
We're doing well. And we've had some nice feedback this week as well from the lovely Rachel Webber. She doesn't have children, Rachel. Mm-hmm. She said, just wanted to say how much I love Scummy Mummies. Please keep it up. As well as the mega laughs, it reminds me to take my pill.
Service. Look at us.
Contraception and entertainment.
Oh, I know. You can't get that anywhere else.
So thank you, Rachel, for that. And yes, do keep taking your pill. And you know, remember, you've always got up to 72 hours to get the other one if you forget. So That's good luck with that.
On episode 4 last week, Ellie and I went into graphic detail with the lovely Jessie about eating our own placentas. Yeah, are you still with us? Are you still with us, audience? So as a follow-up, I've been, of course, talking to people about this lovely delicacy, and I was talking to a friend of mine who said, well, actually, I'm thinking of capsulizing, if that's a word, if I said it the right way, she's going to give birth and her placenta will be sent off to be made into capsules, which she will take later. That goes down easy. And so, we didn't cover that in the last episode, so I thought I would
bring that up. I've never heard of that. No. Have you heard of that, Sarah?
No. And what benefit does it afford?
Oh, it's magical powers, apparently.
Really?
So, yes, it's lots of nutrients and things that you wouldn't get from anywhere else, you know, other parts of your body that you're eating, that you want to capsulize. So I just thought that was a nice little follow-up. So, because we did ask... listeners, have you eaten your placenta? Would you, could you? On a boat, would you, could you with a goat? I do not like placenta ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. But you can eat it in capsule form, apparently. So there you are.
Wow. Thank goodness for modern science.
Yeah,
isn't
so
it?
There we are.
That's a business idea, really.
I think someone's taken that on and,
You can.
And then if you were really hacked off with your husband, you could crush him up and put them in his tea.
Yeah.
I saw a show, actually, that a lot of your listeners might be interested in. It was called So You Think You're a Bad Mum, and it was all about, you know, you think you're bad, but listen to these people.
Sounds like my kind of show.
Point and laugh.
And
yes.
One of them, she does this business about making placentas into various things, and the other thing she did was making umbilical cords into ornaments.
Lady!
I am actually rocking back and forwards. You can't see this, listeners, but I am.
Ellie's having a turn.
Oh, I'm having an episode.
Breathe, Ellie, breathe it through.
Like string them around the Christmas tree.
Yeah, like make it into a heart, put a ribbon on it and hang it in your window.
Oh no.
Why?
I think I need to YouTube this, though. Really, yeah. I'm a bit too fascinated.
Oh, God.
If you've made any craft items out of things that have fallen out of your fanny, do email / send a photo.
Oh, photo.
Yes.
Perhaps we could get Mr. Maker on the podcast.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Can I do that? Oh, I said I liked it.
Mr. Maker meets Fanny Art. That's an after 9 o'clock. What you need is a glue stick.
Just wrap it round like this.
Oh, my God. Umbilical cord.
Yeah, add a bit of glitter.
Yeah, poke a coat hanger all the way through, and then, oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Anyway, I feel like episode 5 is going really well.
Yeah,
you guys, this might be the one.
So, dear listeners, we're going to bring back another favourite game or segment by popular request. It's What's on Our Clothes This Week? We're jamming.
We should always make the guests do the jingles.
I think perhaps that's a really good one.
When I first heard the segment, I think I was on the train and you were talking about getting jingles and I was thinking of one in my head.
Oh Sarah.
I'll do one off the top of my head.
Yeah, go for it.
What's in your clothes? Nobody knows. Is it snot? Is it vomit? Is it sick? I actually used to be a choir singer. You'd be, I know that's hard to believe from that little effort.
It's hard to believe you ever gave up.
I know.
So anyway, I suppose we should actually do the item.
Yeah, we've asked the question. So who's going first? Who wants to go first? Sarah, you're keen.
I'm in a bit of a risky kind of profession dealing with the incontinent. Yes. And there's a particular type of incontinence which is called stress incontinence, which many of you listeners who perhaps have had popped out a few kids might know. It's basically when you cough, sneeze, laugh, jump, bend over, jump on a trampoline, run for the bus, that a little bit of wee sneaks out without you really wanting it to.
Yeah, I did go on a trampoline about 6 months after I gave birth, and that was, I won't ever do that again.
No.
Here we are.
Anyway, so that is called stress urinary incontinence, and as part of my job, I assess that from a vajayjay point of view, and sometimes my patients demonstrate that in a very practical sense, and so I have to jump back quite quickly so I don't get anything on my clothes.
Do you have a bouncy castle in your office?
I do have a trampoline in my back garden that I make my friends jump on. No, I don't. I always threaten them with it.
Oh, you can't wait to come round to your house.
Put the white knickers on and have a bounce, ladies.
What are you saying? Have you had the result of stress incontinence on your clothes?
Sometimes you've got to be quick to jump back out the way. Oh, so you could have got a bit of squirty squirt.
Splashback.
No splashback for me this week.
Helen, what's been on your clothes this week?
Well, usually, you know, my general appearance is full of snot and yogurt and a lot of squished raisins, but this week I went out, and what's on my clothes this week is a kebab.
Hooray!
So I always think that's a nice end to a night is a kebab, and I thought this was particularly poignant because I dropped it on my Bowden jacket. I just thought it was a cross cultural. Collaboration.
It's a mashup.
Yeah. I bought new Bowden jacket. Bowden is. For the international listeners, it's a very boring brand of clothing for
yummy mummy.
I've got
yummy
the mummy.
Just oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, here we so are. Like, yeah.
There it is.
I've got mine in my bag.
All right,
that should be a rule for this.
So we've got Hormuz Bowden catalogues and the Guardian article. No cliches there. Anyway, so I dropped my kebab on my Bowden cloak. Coat. And I'm going to leave it there for the school run, just to show I'm on the edge.
I shop at Bowden, but I'm ultimately a scumbag.
Yeah, I eat unidentified meat with garlic sauce at 1 a.m. on a hot train.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That was good times, No, I also went out this week, I went out with you on Tuesday.
Let's not muck about. We hang out a lot together.
And then I went out on Wednesday. I went to Brighton for a work, and we had a work do. And so we went and we did 3 hours of karaoke. And then I got a bit overexcited because I'm, you know, a parent. And as Helen has talked about before, that means I get far too overexcited that I'm out and I drink far too much. And then I got all excited because I was in Brighton and I used to go there for holiday when I was a kid and I really like it. And I went, let's all go in the sea! And so I remember about half the boys went, no, I just want to go to the hotel bar. And half of them went, oh, why not? And including my friend Tom Phillips, who then proceeded to drag me across the road without realising I was wearing high heels. So I fell over in the road and scraped up my foot and some skin's come off my thumb. That's nice. And then I went, okay, now let's go in the sea. And then I made them all go paddling. And so I came out with my clothes covered in blood and seawater.
Oh.
So that's what's been on my clothes.
It was the adult version this time.
Yeah.
We're no cliche.
Not at all.
We've got wee kebab. We've still got blood.
I vaguely remember standing on Brighton Beach in the dark shouting, I'm 36 next week. I've got a child. What am I doing?
Fun. Yeah. What songs did you sing on karaoke?
Oh,
because I think that's really telling
everything. Like we did some manly songs. Like we did that God Bless Your Heart. Like they like that. Yeah. I couldn't be bothered. I did 9 to 5, Dolly Parton.
Yeah,
and we did The Chain by Fleetwood Mac twice because quite a lot of us are middle aged. And we're into that. Oh, it was glorious. Mm. And then eventually, like they cut us off. Like at half,
please.
It was. Yeah, they literally cut us off, and we were like, "Oh, we were having such a good time." So the guys decided to beatbox the Super Mario Brothers theme. So I've got this amazing video of them going da 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 da. So yeah, so me saying let's all go paddling in the sea was not the stupidest thing that anyone did.
No, on the humiliation scale.
Yeah. It was a great night. But
you were out. And overnight you stayed in a hotel by yourself.
Stayed in a hotel. Yeah. Oh. Covered someone else's sheets in blood and seawater. Very, very exciting. Oh. Yeah. Well, there we are. That's what's on our clothes this week.
Hello. So we have the lovely Sarah who we're going to talk all things Fanny, vajayjay, the lady areas.
Yeah. Mm. The lady garden.
I'm not going to say another word for vagina because I've only got one in my brain and I can't be bothered to bleep it out. So I'll let your imagination run wild.
It's actually very interesting, all the different words that that people use for their bits and bobs.
Oh, you must hear a lot, right?
Mm, yeah. I do. And you do have to speak to people in the language that they understand. So the word vagina, I say vagina, is kind of, for some people, is like, oh my God.
Yeah. Like, women as well as men, you mean?
Yeah. Like a lot of women, patients that I see, don't say the word vagina. They'll say their bits or... And I have a friend that I speak to and she calls it her panini. Oh. Sorry, friend, you know who you are. And so she and I have had lots of conversations about her panini, which I... do constantly need to remind myself is not a sandwich, but
you don't want to get it mixed up, do you? Oh, no. I was using my panini press the other day. What? What is that?
And now that our, like most of my sort of mother's group, where all our children are a bit older, they are now, we're having conversations about what you, when you're speaking to your children about what you call their bits and bobs. Mm. You know, I'm personally a fan of the front bottom.
Yes, I was just about to say we're a front bottom family.
Yep. And a front bottom and a back bottom. Yeah, and really, the middle bottom, they don't need to know about.
No,
the middle
I remember once Matilda saying, looking down in the bath, going, "Oh, I've got my wee hole, my bum hole. Are there any others?" I'm like, "No, not now.
No, no more holes.
Mummy used to have one, but it's healed over."
Best not talk about that.
But now I've heard that this, and I'm not saying I subscribe to this, I don't know what I'm doing, I think, as we all realise, but I've heard that you shouldn't use silly names with kids. You should make them use the real names because otherwise they can get a weird thing about it or think it's dirty or, you know.
Look, I don't think there's any particular wrong or right on that front, but personally, bottom. I think... Yeah. Well, I use the word bottom. I think front bottom... What they're concerned about is where the wee comes out, where the poo comes out.
Yeah.
And that's what they need to know. The wee comes out the front, the poo comes out the back.
Yeah.
You know, friends of mine call it the noo-noo and the ninky-ninky and the... You know, I think that's a bit odd, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think a four-year-old running around saying the word vagina is also a bit odd. So
yeah.
I don't think there's any rights or wrongs. As long as you can feel that you can talk about... talk about it.
I always like Coco Hernandez after the character in Fame. I didn't make that up. I can't remember where I heard it now, but I always like that. Yeah.
That's quite a mouthful.
Well, my friend John will sometimes say, look at that skirt, you can see her breakfast.
Yeah.
It's always a nice one.
That is nice.
Anyway, sorry, let's talk about breakfast.
Yeah. The hamburger.
The other thing is that that women do tend to be very worried when they go and have a smear or they see someone like me, a women's health physio, about their trimming and about their
presentation
in that region. And, you know, just to put it out there for all your listeners, we don't care. We don't care if you're Bushy Park or bald as a badger. Health professionals really don't care about that kind of thing.
Because that's a big hang-up.
How many vaginas do you think you've seen in your life?
Ooh, that's a tricky one. Into the thousands.
I'd really?
Say. Yeah. And, you know, goodness. They're all different. They're like faces.
Like Rorschach paintings.
She's up there with Hugh Hefner, listeners. She's seen them all.
No, but they are all different. Everyone is different in their lady bits.
Do they have, like, individual personalities? Different accents?
Can you tell what star sign they are?
I've never met one that's spoken back at me yet, but, you know.
But do you ever look at one and go, oh, that one looks a bit French? Or Guilt complex, I can tell just by looking
uptight.
At it.
Uptight.
I do see quite a lot of uptight for vaginas.
And have you seen any unusual topiary or vajazzling or anything?
No,
like that,
no, that is the one thing I have not seen. And in a professional way, I'm dying to see a vajazzle.
You think so they anyone, could make an effort, really?
Yeah, anyone from Essex out there, come and pop in and see me with your vajazz.
I'm thinking of having some fairy lights put in for Christmas. Maybe I'll pop round.
That's it. And that would help with the examination too, with a bit of backlighting.
Oh, exactly. I wouldn't even have to use my examination light. Perfect.
We could turn them on ceremonially, like get someone from Blue to come and, you know, do it. Just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
We could talk about this for 4 hours. Look at us go.
Yeah.
So pregnancy. What shall we do?
Well, don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Are you listening, Rachel?
Take that pill. Men, don't have sex.
If I was you, I'd be throwing them down your neck like popcorn.
No, pregnancy is a fantastic time in your life for many people. For some, you spend a lot of time spewing. A lot of time spewing.
I did a spew and a wee at the same time.
Oh,
did
you?
Yeah, there was
a
so
spee.
Much. Yeah, a spee. I just remember there's so much force. I went, oh.
So that, listeners, is called stress incontinence.
I've been diagnosed.
Yeah. It's terminal.
It'll be 80 pounds. Like
what, the hummus is not enough?
Fine. Waitrose.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But yes, that does bring us to a slightly serious point, is that pregnancy is a time, lots of changes in your body, and most pregnant women, I would have to say, have some episode where they're puking or coughing or laughing or sneezing, and a little bit of wee sneaks out involuntarily.
So that's normal. So if that happens, you're not a freak.
No, you're not a freak. Join the Stress Incontinence Club. But it should be a little reminder to you to get cracking on those pelvic floor exercises. Oh. Now, are you doing them, girls? Are you doing them?
No.
No, I'll try.
Okay. I've just started now. As you said that, I started.
Yeah. Every time I say it, people around me start doing it.
We need a little bell, don't we? A little tingly bell just going up.
Can you tell when people are doing it? Can you look at someone's face?
Really? Yeah, it's my sixth sense. I can actually tell when people are doing it. We should do a test. Yeah, yeah. Ellie's doing it now.
Okay, listen, she's got the face.
Okay, Sarah, close your eyes. Yep. And I'm going to point at either me or Helen. And the person I point at, and that person is going to do the exercises. All and right, the other person is not. Okay.
Right.
Close your eyes. Okay. Do it properly. Close your eyes. Yeah. Right. I'm pointing at the person now.
Okay.
Okay, now look at us.
Open my eyes.
And tell us which one of us is doing them.
You.
Helen, she's amazing.
She got it right.
It's like Darren Brown's in the room.
My God, you're the Darren Brown of vagina.
Yeah, I am, totally.
Oh, far out.
There's just a look about women who are doing it, and I can just pick it. Anyway, let me tell you.
I'm a bit freaked out. Get out of my house. Witchcraft.
Well, I was about to tell you how to do them, so you better have me here.
All right.
Okay. Back in the room.
Anyway, don't light the steak. Yes.
So let me educate you about ye pelvic floor exercises. Now, the pelvic floor is actually a bunch of different muscles. There's lots of muscles, and they're all called very anatomical names, like the puborectalis and the iliococcygeus.
Stop it.
Men,
stop listening now.
This is chapter 4 of 50 Shades of Grey.
Anyway, keeping it simple, the way you activate it, right? I've got lots of awful analogies about pelvic floor exercises, but my favourite one is you're meeting the queen and you've just had, you know, a few glasses of champagne because you'd meet the queen, right? So you're busting for a wee and maybe you've been for a curry the night before, so you really need to pass wind, okay? So at the same time, what you're doing is you're squeezing around. You are totally doing it, Ellie.
She's doing the face.
Face is in pain.
I need to take a photo of this on my iPhone and put it on the website. Yeah. It's so impressive.
So basically, you're squeezing around your back passage as if you're trying to hold wind.
Yep.
And around the front as if you're busting for a wee.
Mm, front, yeah.
Front and doing back. It. Front and back.
Yeah.
Front and back. Lift it up. Lift it up. Hold it there. Hold it there. Keep breathing.
Keep breathing.
And then let it go. Oh dear.
Have a little sip of my Chardonnay, I think.
Quick, I think I need one.
I think I've got a loose plank in there somewhere.
Hello. Anyway, are you still with us, ladies?
Yeah.
And Jen?
Sorry about this, everyone.
I can tell.
So, now, what is the advantage of doing that?
Right. Well, it stops you being incontinent.
That's always a plus.
Yeah. How much more do you need? So...
And carrot, right?
It helps keep all your bits where they should be. So it helps counteract gravity, keep all your pelvic organs up where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the process of having children can kind of, you know, stretch as bits and bobs here and there. And so you want a nice strong pelvic floor underneath. And the third reason, the best reason, it's an asset in the boudoir.
Oh, I don't know what a boudoir is. I didn't think that at school. But still, why not?
Yeah. Good for sexy time. Good for sexy time.
We've got some hummus and some breadsticks here. I don't know if you'd like to demonstrate.
Dip. She could do some tricks.
No, yeah. I'm not doing no tricks for no one.
So how often do you have to do it? Do you have to do this every day?
Yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
For how
long? 3 times a day.
Right.
Just the once?
Breakfast, lunch and dinner. 10 long ones, 10 short ones.
How long's a long one?
Well, anywhere up to 10 seconds is good.
Okay.
We need that countdown music again.
All right, I'll sing you a 10-second song and you have to do it.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right,
here we go.
Can I just lean on the table?
And listeners, you need to do it too.
Okay.
Yes, all right. Squeeze along with
us. Men too, don't they? They have to.
Yeah, men too. Okay. Men, if you're listening, not squeeze your bum.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Men.
Wrong.
Yeah, who's the professional?
Shut up.
Men, you are trying to lift your testicles up.
Hello.
But not with your hand.
Get your wife to do that. I'm helping you, love.
You two are a smut filler, I tell you.
That's why we're so popular.
We haven't made a career out of looking at other people's panini. So what does that make you?
That's right. Rich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I own a sandwich shop.
Bugger.
Anyway, right. So we're going to do a 10-second hold, and you have to just take it seriously.
Sorry. Right.
I'm going to snore. Oh,
yeah. And it's you might leak if you don't do it.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
No, I've got a pad in. It's fine. I did one especially for you tonight.
Pads
Sarah.
Are not the solution. Oh. Pads are not the solution.
Are pads bad?
No, pads are not bad. Pads are not bad, but they're not the solution. They're a temporary solution while you're waiting to see someone like me.
Right. Okay. Right. So, tenor lady.
Yeah.
Get out of it. Yeah, get out the
get
door.
Get out of the door, lady. Right. Okay, we've been for a squeeze.
All right.
Okay. Listeners, you know what?
That creaky moment. That creaking was my DFS leather sofa. That was not the start of the exercises. Right. Just so you know.
All right, are you here ready?
Okay.
Squeeze up. 2, 3, 4. Keep breathing. 5, okay. 7, 8. Keep going. 9. Squeeze it up. And let it go.
Come out with yours.
Ellie's had already gone, I can tell. She went about 6 seconds.
I've let you down.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, can I have another go?
Yep.
Right, okay. Let's dig in.
Okay.
Are you ready? And squeeze up. 2, 3. Keep breathing. 4. Squeeze it up. 5. Round the back. Round the front. 6, 7. Go. Oh, forget about it.
I'm past the tenor, ladies.
I'm leaving. You don't have to take it seriously. I'm going back to Southwest London where I belong.
We tried
sorry,
so hard.
I know we've let you down. Mm. It's all right. Well, we'll have you on the podcast in 6 months and I tell you, we'll be cracking walnuts.
Yeah.
We'll be shooting ping pong balls. Never coming back.
Again, a different type of podcast. Maybe a YouTube one. Anyway, that's where the money is.
Bring it back to the actual topic.
Sorry,
pregnancy.
Sarah.
When you are pregnant, you must do these exercises because there's hardcore evidence to say that if you do them when you're up the duff, that it will prevent you or minimise your risk of post-birth incontinence.
Is that right? So it's the pre-match.
Yeah, pre-match warm-up.
Mm,
yeah. They are the world's most boring exercises, I have to tell you.
Thank you, Sarah.
I know they're boring. And so anything you can do to make yourself do them is great. Now technology is, has been quite helpful in the world of pelvic floor. There are a number of apps that you can download.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One, there's a couple of free ones that are made by drug companies that are quite good. One is called My PFF, My Pelvic Floor Forever, or My Pelvic Floor Friend, or something really cheesy like that.
BFF, yes, I see.
Yep. One is called Bladder Fit. And then there's a new one. No, there's a new one that's just been released this week, and it's an NHS physio. Fanny Physio did it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm somewhere around here, actually. It's Lewisham or somewhere.
That's us. Yeah, we're Lewisham.
Hello. Say Lewisham Hospital. Oh,
yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Just as well you did, because she made a very good app called Squeezy.
Oh.
Squeezy. And it's a pelvic floor exercise app.
And we will be putting these on our website and it's most excellent.
And it's also for the NHS as well. So.
Mm. Yeah, we love the NHS.
We love the NHS.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Oh. They'll be curing our alcohols in one day. So.
Sewing my fanny back together.
But that brings me nicely onto a product that some of your listeners may have heard of called the Epino. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
I think it's going to be pretty sexy.
Something to do with fannies. Yeah. We're all in.
We can put a picture of that on your Facebook page. It's a German device. It's been around for a while, and it's basically sort of like an inflation, like balloons that you inflate in your fanny while you're pregnant to stretch your tissues.
What?
And they say that it will prevent you from having a tear.
There you go.
That's the Germans for you.
I think I'd take efficient. The tear over the balloon myself.
Put this thing in your bottom and pump it up.
Only Sarah can do that accent.
And of course, after the birth, you can use it to make balloon animals to entertain the baby. That's what's nice.
I was going to say something really disgusting. Edit that bit.
Anyway, this thing is about £80.
And have you used it? Have you tried it out?
No. And look, to be honest with you,
she's just recommended.
No, I didn't recommend it. I'm just putting it out there.
Okay. Sorry,
but it's in there.
up there. Oh Jesus!
Said the actress to the bishop. We've had a few questions from listeners, only because I went up to them personally and said, tell me about pelvic floor. Tell me about your fanny, lady. But a lot of people, I think the big question is for mothers is it too late? If I've left it too late, if I've stopped doing my pelvic floor after having a couple of children, is it too late now?
It is never too late.
Correct. Oh. That's all we want to hear.
Ding. No, it's never too late to get going on your pelvic floors. And yes, when you've got a new baby, you know, you're busy breastfeeding, scraping spew off yourself, you know, pelvic floors definitely go by the wayside sometimes. Mm. And we all know that. And nobody does the amount of pelvic floors that they should. So
I can barely clean my actual floors, let alone exercise my internal ones.
Very good. So,
thank you, sorry.
That's okay.
Well done, you.
Yeah. Keep cleaning those floors, Ellie. Anyway, everyone should do them because it helps keep all your bits up where they should be.
Mm.
Yep.
So it's good for long-term health, you're saying?
Yes.
It's good for as you get older
good
and everything
to help
naturally.
Prevent what was called pelvic organ prolapse, where as we age, everything heads south, so do your bits and bobs downstairs. So having a good pelvic floor underneath it is a good asset. And coming back to the boudoir, which is French for bedroom.
I love the way you say boudoir. It's very, very erotic.
Easy target.
Too many Chardonnays, ladies.
Sorry, everyone.
I've got a bit gauche.
Let's go back to when you said prolapse. That'll take the edge off for me.
Pelvic organ prolapse. No. But it is an asset to you in the bedroom. And if... You know, now we're getting back to the gritty business. If you have pain during intercourse, or if you have leakage during intercourse, or you have any problems during intercourse, get it sorted.
Yeah,
get
we're
it
all
sorted.
A bit English, though. There is a large English contingent of our listeners, and our method, because now I am British officially, is just to not talk.
Stick
your head
in the sand.
Yeah, so get out there, ladies. Talk about your flange. Go and see your fanny physio.
So a bit of exercise.
Yeah, keep fit and active. Pelvic floors.
Are there any foods that are particularly good for pelvic floors?
Food?
I'm really looking for a shortcut here.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
No.
Box of Smarties.
No. I really want you to tell me that eat your own weight in hummus twice a week and you'll be fit as a fiddle.
No, sorry. Just the good old squeeze up around the front and the back.
Front bottom. Yeah.
Front bottom, back bottom. Lift it up. All right. And that's it. Wow. There's lots of resources out there. There's a great free DVD that you can order called Core Wellness, corewellness.co.uk. Unfortunately, it's sponsored by Tenor Incontinence Pads, but if you can forget about that, they'll send you a nice DVD with a Norwegian physio.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. And she is a world expert. Her name's Kari Bo. And she has a great 20 minutes. And she goes, and squeeze up.
Oh, I can feel it now.
I can feel you're doing it. So pop online and order that one.
There goes my face. There we go.
And as I say, don't sit. Just confuse yourself.
I can't look at Ellie. She's doing it.
Don't suffer in silence. Don't suffer in silence. You know.
So if someone listens to this podcast and they think this Sarah woman sounds amazing, she knows what she's talking about, and you know, I have a little bit of wee-wee every time I so much as look at a trampoline. Yeah. What should they, how would they contact you, or should they go to their GP, or what should they do?
You can do a number of things. I'm very happy. I love a bit of a chit-chat about pelvic floors, in case
as we know,
that
yes.
one out. And all things for JJ.
We
so,
have been here 6 hours yeah. now, listeners. Yes.
Very heavy editing work yes. on my part.
So you can contact me at maternallyfit.co.uk. That's maternallyfit.co.uk. Or certainly go to your GP and they will know where your nearest women's health physiotherapist is.
Right, for once we've been relatively like informative and useful.
We have, I think so.
Yeah. And so just, thanks, Sarah. When I say we, I mean you.
Yeah.
I think I've really brought you up a level.
She has
really.
A master's in fannies, ladies and gentlemen.
That's amazing. I've barely got a GCSE. Fanny.
She beforehand she was telling me, Sarah was telling me that she did her master's degree between her first and second born child.
Oh. Just sitting there typing, squeezing.
Don't we all?
And then the second one just popped out. Like toothpaste. It was wonderful.
So the next section, of course, is our regular section called Scummy Mummy's Confessions.
Yes, this is the bit where we confess about the scummy things we've done to, with and for our children this week. And of course we have got some listener Scummy Mummy confessions this week, Helen.
We do. Should we start with the lovely Lucy, Ellie?
The lovely Lucy. So this was from Lucy Angwin. He wrote on our Facebook page, I let my kids watch Madagascar twice in a row while I watch clips on YouTube of Benedict Cumberbatch.
Don't we all?
Don't we all? I fed them nothing but satay on the couch during said movie marathon while I sat in the other room eating ice cream. Then I felt extra guilty even though they were extra happy and I cried.
Lucy, we're with you.
I'm so sorry. Everyone loves a bit of Cumberbatch, don't they?
Oh, do they?
In fact, that's quite a good name for it, isn't it? I'm having a Cumberbatch scene too next week. Sarah's coming around to look at me Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
So Lucy, that was love. Thank you for sharing that. I think that's...
We all like to use telly for our own personal gain.
Yeah. Yeah. So Helen, have you got some...
Yes,
some
I've got a listener one. From Claire in London, she told me that she had a friend visiting her after she'd had her baby. And she was breastfeeding her child. And then her friend said, oh, can I have a cuddle? And she picked up the baby and held her above her face. And the baby did a big milkshake into her friend's mouth. Scummy. So, yeah, literally, it was like my friend just breastfed into her other friend's mouth via her baby's stomach.
Oh, my. That's gross. Dive. That is...
Yeah, that's something new.
That's good and scummy. Mm. So let's ask our special guest, Sarah. Have you got a scummy mummy confession for us?
Oh, many, many scummy moments in my life. I've got a shoplifting one.
Oh, yeah, ooh, no, please.
Yeah, I'm teaching my kids early on that front. My youngest son, Oscar, is very obsessed with cars at the moment. He must have cars in his hands at all times. And so a little while ago we were in the supermarket, 5 o'clock, haven't got anything for dinner, parked miles away, in the supermarket, quick, back to the car, double check the cars are in the hand. They are. And also a chocolate bar.
Well done, Oscar.
Oscar has pinched from the supermarket.
Well, you don't feed your children chocolate, do you, Sarah?
Never. Anyway, so I'm in the moral dilemma of going... Should I take it back? No. It's 5:30. I'm parked miles away. So in we get, and then my 4-year-old's like, we didn't pay for that. So we had to have a little discussion about shoplifting.
Oh.
And then when someone actually asked Emily, oh, what did you do the other day? She said, oh, we did some shoplifting.
Thank you, Emily.
Right. Anyway, that was the after dinner treat for that night, sorted.
Oh, that was awesome. A bribe in the hand.
It was just a Milky Bar. Like, it was worth 60p.
Well, that's it. It's funny you said, because my confession this week was going to be about shoplifting. I'm harbouring a known criminal. Like, Charlie has stolen so much stuff. I'm going to be honest and say I never really felt that guilty, and I never really thought, should I go back in and give it back? Because I give Lord Sainsbury about 78% of my income as it is.
Yeah.
It's fine. In fact, I might do it more.
Yeah.
Do it with something better. Do it with a telly or something next time.
Well, my son was just playing with this microwave. And next thing we knew, we had four of them in the boot of the car. Oh, nightmare.
A likely defence. Yeah. Oh, she's a tired mother. That's fine.
I might take him into De Beers next or Tiffany.
Yeah, just Bulgari. Yeah, that's coming with me. Oh, he's just playing with the 4-carat diamond ring. It's fine.
He swallowed it. Well, we'll happily stay here until it comes out the other end, then you can fish it out. Would you like that?
Lovely.
Well, Helen, what's your scummy mummy confession?
Oh, well, this happened yesterday. I was coming back from the school run, now that I'm a school run mum, and Matilda likes to run ahead home, so I can sort of see where she's going. And she was running back with the neighbour's kids and, you know, the parents, and I thought, oh, she's safe. And I'm walking down a hill, and I see the neighbour kind of turn to me looking horrified, and I said, oh, is Matilda okay? And Matthew, my neighbour, said, yeah, she's okay. And I turned around the corner and she's in our front garden with her pants down doing a wee in front of everybody. And then she, it was a good look. And everyone just sort of walked into their own houses. Like, okay, darling, that's all right. That's, very natural.
Yeah, no play dates at your house.
Because you're not meant to really, you know, overreact or, make it stressful.
She was obviously busting.
Yeah, she was.
That brings us back to continence.
Oh, yes, that's a nice link back there. Yeah, so that's my scummy mummy confession.
Well, that's pretty scummy.
Yeah, it was. It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Well done, scumsters. So, of course, we are going to do this every episode, whether you like it or not. So if you'd like to send in a Scummy Mummy's confession, please do. We've got the Facebook page, facebook.com/ Scummy Mummy's podcast. Oh, this is amazing. It's really flowing now. Twitter is @ Scummy Mummy's. Or the email address is scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com. So yeah, I guess that's it for another episode.
Yeah, I think we've covered all things Fanny. Thank you very much, Sarah, for coming and sitting between us on the scummy couch.
It is a pleasure to bring my fanoir knowledge to you and your listeners.
I feel like it's encyclopedic. I feel like we've barely dipped into a corner phrase.
We've got to part one of the front bottom.
Yeah, we haven't even got to the back bottom yet.
Oh dear, hello.
Well, thank you so much. And if it all has been a bit much for you, perhaps you're a man or perhaps you're just a normal lady who doesn't really want to talk about vaginas for 45 minutes. We've got some good news about the next episode.
Yes, I was just about to say, as a counterpoint or as a...
something different from me.
Yes, we have a man coming on the couch.
Ooh. Ooh,
that came out wrong. We have a male visitor. Again, I'm not doing it right. Our next guest on Scummy Mummies will be a man.
Gentleman caller.
No, it's not.
He doesn't have the same front bottom as you.
Yeah. No, that's it.
Next episode, we're going to hopefully be talking to my friend Steve, who is pretty much a full-time dad, and we're going to be talking about, you know, what it's like to be a dad and all that stuff, and men's things, you know. I'm thinking betting, we might talk about horse racing and things.
Football.
No, just making it up. Sorry, if you're listening, Steve, please don't cancel. Please do come and talk to us.
Don't listen to this one and come along to the next one.
Yeah, because we thought we'd balance it up a bit. Well, there we are. Let's have a cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you again, Sarah, so much for coming.
Pleasure.
And thank you very much for listening. And please keep listening and keep doing those exercises, for God's sake.
That's right. Up, up.
Up, 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 up. Squeeze up. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.